Is it me, or is the world becoming a happier place?
No, definitely.
Oh, it's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I think you're right, Jeff.
I don't know what world you're living in.
I mean, sure, we could focus on all the vaccination controversies or the widespread violence or cancel culture or pick one of the 10,000 sexual misconduct scandals in the news right now.
Okay.
Which one do you want to delve into today?
I got about 8 other things you could add on to that list if you wanted to.
I know, but we're not here to talk about any of that negative stuff.
Okay.
Because instead, as I mentioned before, we talk about happy things on this show. Like the woman from Ottawa who's making news today, okay? She was walking her dog Clover last week.
Oh, Clover.
When she had a sudden seizure.
Oh.
Now I know what you're thinking. Yeah, obviously, that.
What the hell?
That's not the good part, obviously.
There's no better story.
It's a question with you sometimes. Okay?
The thing that gives me hope in this world is that her dog went and intentionally blocked traffic until someone stopped to help his owner.
Oh, Clover!
Wait, but how many cars had to pass before someone actually stopped to help?
I don't know.
That's not the point.
But if you don't believe it, a security camera caught it all on video, and you can go watch it right now on the Brooke and Jeffrey website.
I want to watch it.
Is the owner okay?
They're okay.
Okay.
And ever since that happened, people are now stopping by the woman's house, dropping off steaks for her dog Clover.
Wow, now that's a good boy.
Yeah.
So see,
she's eating all of them.
There still is good in this world.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing to do with people actually being nice to other people,
no,
but
dogs
at least the pets are still pure.
Yeah.
We all know animals are better than humans.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a question.
They so much are.
See, Brooke, this is why Jose should adopt a dog.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you should.
We know this. We need more good in this world.
The dog won't take your garbage out for you, Jose. That's something you're going to have to do on your own.
No,
yeah.
He'll eat the garbage for him.
That's a great way to take care of a pet.
Yeah,
good
everybody's
idea.
Happy. And here's some more good news. It's time for the shock collar question of the day.
Yay!
We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text in to 78592 and tell us what you'd like to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
Alexis, Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. Oh my God, that's your new nickname.
I
Kim Kardashian.
Like
I love it.
All right. Alexis is putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
We all know Smokey Bear as the advertising icon of the U.S. Forestry Service.
Mm. Yeah.
For almost 80 years, he's been reminding people that only you can prevent forest fires.
Only me, you guys can.
But did you know Smokey wasn't the first face of forest fire prevention? He was created in 1944 when the agreement with another iconic pop culture figure ran out. It's someone you've definitely heard of before. Who was the first face of forest fire prevention before Smokey?
Whoa.
Okay.
Before Smokey the
Bear.
Before Smokey the Bear.
80 years ago. So this was back in the 1940s.
Yeah.
Someone who is an icon, a cultural icon. Do you think it's a real person or do you think it's another animated figure like Smokey?
That's a good question.
I didn't think about that.
Cartoons right away, but
see,
you're right.
And I was going for the straight transfer from Winnie the Pooh to Smokey Bear. Do you know what I mean? The bear-to-bear power transfer is what I was thinking.
I feel like Winnie the Pooh is not a very strong voice.
No.
That's why
for
they
any
it.
Cause. Oh, dear. Don't start a fire. Oh, no.
The forest is on fire. Oh, Bob.
Weren't there those other bears?
History's greatest towers.
Yeah.
But wasn't Winnie the Pooh, like, wasn't the basis of Winnie the Pooh a bear in Canada that had been rescued for a fire? And was in London?
Yeah.
Mm. And was like in a zoo or something. Maybe I'm getting all of my stories combined.
Oh, no, I think combined. You're right, actually, because it was Winnipeg. You're right. Winnie went after Winnipeg. You're correct.
The London Bear is Paddington Bear.
That's what I was confused
Aren't
with.
Aren't there like the Bernstein Bears too? Is that a thing?
Or yeah. Bernstein.
The Bernstein.
Bernstein.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't watch
But Bern, maybe that's what you're thinking. Burn fire. I see where you're going with that.
Okay, I'm just thinking of iconic bears now.
We have some bear options. I mean.
Do you think it could be a real person though?
No.
A real famous icon from back in the day?
From that time?
I don't. I think I need to hear the question of the way Jake worded it, because sometimes that will tell you whether it's animated or if it's.
Okay, let's get the question one more time.
Prior to 1944, there was a different face on the U.S. Forest Service's fire prevention posters, but their contract ran out, and that's when Smokey the Bear showed up with his python-like biceps and rock-hard abs and demanded, "You either give me this job or I'll eat your family." And the rest is history. But the question is, who was the advertising icon used in the forest fire prevention campaign?
You know what? Smokey Bear should be fired.
Why? Yeah.
Because his track record over recent years, a lot of forest fires going on. Smokey, where are you at?
Okay, if you're thinking about real people, right? If we're going to go down that road and we're thinking 1940s stars, are we thinking what? Like Clark Gable? Is it a man? Is it a woman? Or...
I was thinking Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple, interesting.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad.
I think she was the face of like something else back then. Like it was like war times, and she just, they used her to like make everyone happy. She's just a happy, like, American sweetheart.
And to spread messages that were hard to hear.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, no, seriously.
That's a real person. Any other animated characters aside from bears that were back in the 1940s?
I mean,
Mickey Mouse, Betty Boop. What about Woody Woodpecker, who lives in the forest?
There's a lot at stake for him.
That's with cartoons, though.
I'm going to go with that it was a real person. I'm going to say it was Shirley Temple originally.
Oh, wow.
Before Smokey Bear was created in 1944, there was another pop culture figure that warned the public about ways to prevent forest fires. And the theory behind the selection was that by having a famous animated animal as your spokesperson, people would listen. Especially because that particular character was already known to have experienced fire trauma. But when the Forest Service licensing deal ran out with Disney, Smokey Bear was created to replace the lovable and innocent Bambi.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's a terrible opening scene.
Fire trauma? I was like, what?
That was dark, Forest Service.
Oh.
Don't kill my mother. Prevent forest fires.
Yeah. Hey, guys, remember me?
All right. Well, we didn't get it right. Somebody wanted to hear Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Rick
right.
He would be a great person to be a spokesperson for forest fires.
Okay. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye. I got lost in the middle there. I don't remember the whole thing.
You haven't been Rickrolled very many times, have you?
No.
Okay.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.